We'll talk about redeeming prisoners. Pidyon Shvuyim. It's in Daf Mem Hei in Gittin. The Mishnah says, "Ein pidyon es hashvuyim yesar al kedei dmen mipnei tikun olam." First of all, we should say what it says in the Shulchan Aruch: Pidyon Shvuyim, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. It's in Hilchos Tzedakah Resh Nun Beis. Koydem leparnosas hanim bileksusam. The ein mitzvah gedoyla kepidyon shvuyim. The biggest mitzvah is pidyon shvuyim, and then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, Amali meinov mipidyon shvuyim over alois amitzes levovcha, v'loisik peitzes yodcha. All these psukim were in the parsha we just read in Parshas Re'eh. Lois amitzes levovcha, v'loisik peitzes yodcha, v'alois amed al dam v'yecho, v'alo yodenu beferech leinecho. The Yodenu Beferach Leinecho is talking that Yid sold himself as a slave, as a worker for a goy. So it says that we should see to it to beguile him and get him out of the clutches of the goy, because Lo Yodenu, we shouldn't see how the goy makes him work Beferach, a hard labor, hard work and labor, Leinecho. So if we don't do Pidyon Shvuyim, we're over on the level of Lo Yodenu Beferach Leinecho. Ubitel mitzvah poseach tiftach es yod choloi, the mevato, the mitzvah of tzedokah, of poseach tiftach es yod choloi, umitzvah v'chei ochicho imoch, to see to it they should live with you, and v'avto l'reacho kamoicho, and then there's a pasuk in Tanakh, v'atzel l'kuchim l'moves, v'al be'dvorim k'elu, means there's many lavim and many eses, and ein l'cho mitzvah g'doylo k'pidyon shvuyim, and then there's another sif in the Shulchan Aruch, kol rega, שמאחר לפדויס השבויים היכד אפשר להקדים אבי כאילו שפך דומה. That's taken from the Ma'arik. Every minute that you are not active in seeing to the pidyon שבויים, so it's כאילו שפך דומה. And as much as it's a big mitzvah of pidyon שבויים, there's also a takana of Chazal when not to be pidyon שבויים. The Mishnah says in Daf Mem Hei, "Gitten ein poidin es hashvuyin yeser al kedei dmen mipnei tikun olam." Not to be poid hashovui more than what they're worth, more than kedei dmen, as much as it's worth. We'll soon see what that means. Mipnei tikun olam, it's good for the world. It's a tikun for the world that there should be a halacha not to be poid hashovui in more than what is worth. That means if they exaggerate, they make the price too high. So not to be poised. What does it mean? What does it mean? Kedei d'men. How much is a shovui worth? So there's three shittas in it. It's brought down by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Hamuna. There's Rashi and Ksuvis. Rashi and Ksuvis says, how much a eved is nimkar bashuk. D'men is how much they were sold in the shuk, even though nowadays we don't have avodim that we sell. Yeah, you could tell, by the way, in the country where they do sell slaves, like it says in the Artsus Ishmael, their biggest mischer and trade, a trade of slaves. So you look where, how much a slave is worth wherever it's sold, and that's called kedei d'men. If you want more, so not. The Pisrei Tshuva brings it on Shem de Maram Lublin, that lefi what the person himself, he was caught as a shovel or for ransom. If he's rich, so he's able to pay more, so he's worth more. If he's not so rich, so it's less. And according to that, we see the scale of how much is called Yoser Mikdei Demen. And some say, the amount that Astam Shovui is sold. Rambam says in Ilchus Issues that the Lashon of the Rambam is Kefi Mashenim Kar Sha'ar Shvuim Goyim. So it's a little bit mashma, not 100%, some are doiche, that how much it's usually taken for a shovui, for a prisoner, not how much is sold for a slave, only how much it's worth a ransom of a prisoner. And the Radvaz that says it, that how much it's worth a shovui, how much it's worth a prisoner, is medayik, because it says in the Loshen, Yoisa Mikidei Dmen. It doesn't say Shovion. Shovion would mean it's worth like a Evidanim Karbashuk. But it says Dmen. Dmen means how much it's worth. Domin, how much you would pay for a ransom of a prisoner. Then there's another din of the Mishnah, which maybe we'll talk about later. You don't try to release them to have a way to run away, to escape. You don't try to help them to escape. Mipnei tikun olam. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mipnei takonas hashvuyim. The machlokes the Tanakama Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if it's tikun olam or takonas hashvuyim, we'll soon see in the Gemara that it could be a difference. Now we'll concentrate on the din of Yoisa Mikdei Demand. Hiboilu, the Gemara has a shaila. Hai tikun olam shum duchke de tzibureu. Why did they be misakin the tikun olam that we shouldn't be boide? Yoisa Mikdei Demand is because that it'll fall on the tzibur. That means the public, the whole city, or the whole Klal Yisrael will have to pay, and it'll be a bit heavy burden on the people. Rashi says, "Ein lanu litchek atzibor lovir lidanius bishvileilut." Everybody should sell everything they have, and they'll come lidanius because of a few prisoners. So that we don't do. It's a duchke de tzibur, that we don't do. That means it comes out that the anius, the tzedakah of preserving the means of living, the money of the tzibur, is even higher than pidyon shvuyim of the yechidim. I would think maybe because it's a svara that the tzibur is more choshev than the yochid. Oy dilme, or maybe the time is because mishum deloy legalvu v'leisu tfei, that the goyim will see that we pay a high ransom, so then they'll keep on bringing more prisoners, they'll keep on making abduct people. Rashi says, "Deloim tzuroev dekerchovim nashayev legalvu v'leisu tfei mipnei shemoichin oson b'yoika," because they see that we pay a lot of money, that they're able to sell the prisoners for much more money, so they'll come and they'll steal a lot of people, they'll abduct a lot of people. And the nafkemina, what's the nafkemina between the two timing? If it's because of duchke de tzibur or lo ligarvu v'leisu tfei, so Rashi says, im yesh lo av oshir kov, if he has a father that's very rich or a relative, shoroitza livdoisei bedomim halbi, he wants to release him with a lot of money. It's not going to be duchke de tzibur because it's the family's money. It's just the father or the family that's going to pay. So that, if the tam is because of duchke de tzibur, so here it's mutar because it's not on the tzibur. And if it's because of loligarvu v'leisu tfei, so then it would be also because we're making damage, because if we are poda today, there will be others cholila later. The shaila is, what would be if the tzibur wants to be poda? It's not that we're koifa the tzibur. Ain't poda in a tzibur yisur mikidei demeim is mashma rashi, because the duchke the tzibur, it would fall on the tzibur, and it's not fair to the tzibur that they should become anin. But what happens if the tzibur wants to be poda? That it doesn't say. It could be, maybe that would be muta, because not duchke de tzibur, it's mitzad that the tzibur wants it. Just like Avin a korv, because they want to be poydin. It's also here. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, Araya, the Levi Bardag, it was a mice, Levi Bardag, Parke Librati, Betleser, Alfe, Din Rezov. He was paid as, he ransomed his daughter for 13,000 Din Rezov. Om Rabaye, so that's a raya that you're allowed, that it's only because of duchke de tzibura and not because of ligarvu. So the Gemara says, "Uman leimelon." Maybe it's not a raya. Man leimelon de biltzayn chachomim ovad, de meshalei biltzayn chachomim ovad. He did it on his own, but be'emes it would be also because of ligarvu v'leisu goyim will be toifes yid. So the Gemara doesn't say a pshitus. It doesn't say in the Gemara what be'emes is the halacha. Is it because of duchke de tzibura and the yochid is muter to be poide, or it's because of loligarvu v'leisu and it's also b'chol mikre? The Rani brings down a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvis. There's another sugi in Ksuvis. The Gemara says like this. The Mishnah, it says, Nishvis chayv lifdois achiyuv from the Baal, the Chachomim or Mesaken, that if a wife, Chalila, is abducted and she becomes a prisoner, So the husband is mechuyev to be matriach to be poida. What would be if there wouldn't be the takona? So the takona would be, so Kal Yisrael has to be poida, mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. But here the Rabbonim made a special takona that the husband should be poida. So what is the takona? The pashtus, the takona is that he'll be matriach and he's mechuyev to do it. The money will be ready because he has the money. It's one person that were mechayev. But there might be another pshat in the Gemara. Tonu Rabbona, nishbis b'chaye bailo. There's one halacha is if she was a prisoner, she was taken in custody when the husband was living. V'char kach meis bailo. The husband died before he was managed to be paid. So the shaila is the chiyuv of pidyon of his isha is already a chiyuv momen. It was already chal on his money and he has to be paid. Or it's a chiyuv between the Baal and Ishtoi. If Ishtoi is not living, so the Baal, so the Yorshim are not mechuyev. It's just between the husband and the Baal and the isha. And the Gemara says that it's tachas ksuvosa. That nishbis chayev lishdoiso, the chachomim are mesaken it. Tachas peiros. Excuse me, it's because of the peiros. Because he eats peiros of nichse milug shalom, that she has karka and he eats the peiros, he has the revochim from it. So then, because of that, he's mechuyev to be paid in replacement of because of that, he's mechuyev to be paid. And the Gemara says, Lefichoch ba'aleich al peiros. Your koina tachas peiros. Lefichoch ba'aleich al peiros. What's lefichoch? The Gemara says, we would think that maybe he shouldn't eat peiros kol chayiv. He should leave it in a special account. And when it comes the time to be poide, if a cholila is poide, so he has a special account and money to be poide. So the Gemara says, no, it's better he should eat the peiros. Why? Because if he has in the account, so if it's the amount of the ransom is more than what he has in the account, he wouldn't be poide. But like this, if he ate peiros kol chayiv, he feels that because he ate, maybe it's enough money, or because of the chiyuv to do it, he'll do it, but there isn't a set amount of money. Akoponim, it's mikom peiros, he has to be paid. Then the Gemara says, he kabo bailo, if the bald, when he was living, he knew that she was a shavui, and he had to be paid. So yoshin chayiv in lifdoisa. Why? Because it's like a chiyuv that was already chal on the nechosim of the bald. It's a shibu. If he didn't know any ocean, Chayovin lived doisa. Levi sovar lemeba duvda kiyomas nisa. Levi thought to paskin like this brisa that Iker bo bailo, so it's the Yoshim or Mukhiv lachar misa to be paid the isha. Omalayav ochioma chavivir, Reb Chiya said his uncle was chavivir as Reb Chiya. Less hilchas kiyomas nisa. The aloch is not like this brisa, look, you're the tiny different brisa. Nishbis lachar misas bailo, ena yisoy min chayovin lifdoiso. If she was nishbi, al talmona, after the husband died, so the yisoyim from the mechosim are not mechuyev to be poide. That means it's not like mezoinis. Mezoinis, the isha still gets betor almona and refuah. It's like mezoinis, but nishbis not. Velo yoy, del afilu nishbis b'chay bailo v'chakir meis bailo, ena yisoy min chayovin lifdoiso. Why? She ena nikuri bo voisvinoch liintu. And the Tanai Ksuva of Pirkoina, of Pidyoina, of the Isha, it says that I'll be paid to you, voisvinoch lilinto, and I'll bring you back to be my wife. But if the husband died, so it's not shaykh to be mekayim the chelik of voisvinoch lilinto, so that's not the Tanai Ksuva. For that is not mechuyev to be paid. In fact, the Gemara has a lot many shilas with Isurim, if the wife was a Isur Lavin. So it's not a svinoch lili into or a kohen that his wife was nishbis, so he can't bring her back because a anuso were toile that a shvuya was nenas and anuso is a sura of the kohen. So over there by Aisha's kohen it's called by svinoch lili dinosich. I'll be poide you is mischayv to be poide his wife Aisha's kohen and I'll bring you back to your medina. That means he won't live with her anymore because a shvuya is a sura of the kohen. But a svinoch lili dinosich is muter. Tono labono. Nishbis, boyu mevakshin mimenu adasora bedomer. If the wife was nishbis, she became a prisoner, and they were asking 10 times as much as really what she's worth bedomer. So, if we would look at our Mishnah in Gittin, we would say not to be poided. But what happens with the husband? Maybe the husband's chiyuv to the wife is more than that. That means, is the husband's chiyuv on the wife the regular chiyuv of pidyon shvuyim, but they chachomim put it specifically on him, he should be the one to be Isaac in it? Or it's a new chiyuv, it's a chiyuv ksuva of pidyon shvuyim. So memele it could be even yosef mikdei domeh. So the Brisa says here, Nish mitzvah mevakshim mimenu asorah bedomeh, pam rishoyin poide. So the first time he has to be poide, even if it's asorah bedomeh. And from then on, that means if she was nishbis more than once, a different time, so if he wants, it's up to him, if he wants to, he's poide, if he doesn't want, he's not mechuyev. So Rashi says, there was only mesakin once pidyon, but not more than once. And Tosfos says, Ksakasha, that the Gemara before that in Ksuba says that there were mesakin, kvura, instead of Ksuba, because it's eino motzui, because kvura is only once, and Ksuba is only once. But Pyrkoina, Tachas, Peruseo is because it's more shchiach, it's more motzui. But if you Rashi, it's only once. So why is it called motzui? So Tosfos says, Sachlem ala pirushi dadarabe, Perus and Pyrkoin eino motzui. אבל קבורה חשיבה מוצוי לפי שאנושים ממהו אסלומוס מנו אנושים כדומה בירושלמי וכן כסובה מוצוי it says כסובה is more מוצוי it's שכיח to be גויבה כסובה and מיסה is more שכיח that נושים are ממהו אסלומוס מנו אנושים so קבורה נושים are faster to die than men so it doesn't mean that they die more often than men, it means that it's faster that a wife dies before the husband, it's more shechiach. So male is kvura tachas ksuve, but peiros tachas perkun, it's not motzui so much to have so much peiros maybe or to have nichsim lug, and it's also not so motzui that she should be a shovel, not like Rashi learned. By Koponim Rashi learned that there was only one that he is mechuyev to her to be played a shovel, so memele the first time is afilo yoisa mekidei domeh, that the rabbana weren't in the second. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel omer ein poidin as hashvuyin yoisa al kidei domeh mipnei tikun olam. That Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is like, as if he's saying our Mishnah. They do not poid a shovu yoisa mekidei domeh. So memela, even the first time, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says he's talking even on the first time, that you're not poid a yoisa mekidei domeh if you shouldn't do it. So Pashtis, we would say that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the takon of pidyon shvuyim of the Isha is the regular takon of pidyon shvuyim of Klal Yisrael, only the Rabbanah, by a case of a Isha, the Rabbanah are matel it on the husband. So Menele stays with the same din of Yoisa Mekidei Demeim, not to be poidel. If you're the Tanakama, we would say that the pshat of pidyon of the Isha is a new takon. It's not like the regular din of pidyon shvuyim, it's a new takon achiv of the Baal to the Isha to be poidel. So memela, it's not tolui in how much money it's worth in the dinei tzedakah. So the Ran says that from this Gemara we do have pshitus to our shaila in the Gemara. If it's because of duchke de tzibura, or it's because of deloy ligarvu v'leisu. So the Ran says, Almel Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, that he says that even by Ishos ain't played in Yosef Mikdei Demem, Ava gab de leke duchke de tzibura, ki hosam, de baal chayv liv doiso, there's no duchke de tzibura, you're not going to make the tzibur poor, it's not falling on the, a burden on the tzibur, because only the baal is mechuyev to be poide. So memele, there's no time of duchke de tzibura, so why does Rab Shimon ben Gamliel not let the baal to be poide Yosef Mikdei Demem? So you have to say that the Tam is because Rechoshesh, Yosef Mekdei Domo Rechoshesh, that the Goyim will come and they'll bring in more prisoners. So Memele, we see from Rab Shimon ben Gamliel in the Gemara and Gittin that the Tam of Yosef Mekdei Domem is because Rechoshesh, that the Goyim will do it again. And why he says the reef was placed Rab Shimon ben Gamliel? Because our Mishnah it says also the same thing. And pray the news on Mikdei Demem. He says some wanted to say a pshat that the machlokes Tanakama Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and the Brice and Ksuvis is this shaila in our Gemara that the Tanakama holds Yosha Mikdei Domeo, you could be poida because he holds it's duchke de tzibura, and here there's no duchke de tzibura because it's only on the Baal. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the tam is because lo nigarvu, that the goyim will come and pull in more prisoners, so memeila even to the wife it's also. But he says that's a doichak and it's not mashma that way. So he's doicha that pshat. Hilkach bayon mifshete meahi. Afal gav delo ifshet onoche. There are sometimes sugis that here there's no pshitus, but over there there is a pshitus on this inyan. So memeila, what's the tam? So the tam is like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, today that the goyim, we shouldn't give the goyim an idea to pull in more prisoners. So he brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ein poydinas hashvuyim b'yeser al demen mipnei tikun oylam shelo yu oyevim roitvin acharem lishboisam." The oyevim will try always to take in more prisoners, memele, so we're not putting the yoysam mikdei demen. So that's the Rambam's time, and he says, "How did the Rambam get it from the Gemara and Ksuvos?" Then the Ran says, what Tosfos also is, the Ran says, V'chiteime, so if so, it's where the Gemara says in Daf Nun Ches, in the Agadita of the Chorban Beis HaMikdosh, it says that Rabbi Yeshua was walking by and he heard a Tinek Achas, and he, it was in the Beis HaAsurim. And he was he looked like he was a Choshev or Tinek. We'll read the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, so they told him, he heard about this tinuk that he sounded like he was something special, and he stood on the gates of the Beis HaAsurim and he called out in a loud voice. He said, "Oma, mi nosan limshiso Yaakov? Who gave that Yaakov should be, or Yisrael should be, trampled on?" He finished off the posik. That means the Tinek was matzdik the din, and he said that the reason is because of Averis. Omar Muftechani Bo, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani said, Muftechani Bo, Shemoyroi Robi Yisrael. So it says here, and it could be with the Kohen Gadol, that's what's mashma in the Gemara and the Pesukim. He says here that it was poised at the Domi Merubin. So the Rants asks, if so, how was the Rabbi Shua ben Hananya poida b'domim merubim? If it was because of duchke de tzibura, so it wouldn't be shver to the Ran. It wouldn't be a kasha. Why? Because Rabbi Shua ben Hananya took it upon himself, not on the tzibur. If so, what we asked in the beginning of the shir, what would be if the tam is duchke de tzibura? If the tzibur wants to do it, we see that it's mutter. But he's asking, because we said that the time is because the Goyim will pull in more prisoners, so how did Rabbi Shua ben Hananya be paid Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? But it'll be Goyim a Hezek, it'll be Goyim that there'll be more. So he answers, Yeshloim al de mipnei sheikah bo shu talmid vosik osok, and that he was a special Talmud, he was very good in learning, he was a special Chochem in Torah. If you find a special Talmud Chacham, you can't replace it. We're not choishes for the gzera that may be going. That means the chshivus of having a Talmud Chacham, or even a future Talmud Chacham that he has potential. So we don't look at the time that maybe the goyim will bring in more prisoners. The Torah in this case is more choshev, and it could be asmachta what it says yikara him ipninim. That the Torah is more choshev than any money, anything that's available. And the koydem livdois lemelech Yisrael, even if the melech Yisrael is in Beis HaSurim, the Moshe will give a dogma for nowadays. You have, let's say, Lahavdir, you have the prime minister, Lu Yitzur, he would be caught, in jail and a prisoner by the Goyim or by the Hamas, and together with him there would be a Avreich, a Ben Torah, so you have to be put to the Avreich, the Ben Torah, and leave the Prime Minister in jail. The Koidem leave the Melech Yisrael. Talmud Chacham is before, to be put there before a Melech Yisrael. So for till now we said, the Ran said, we're pushed from the Gemara and Ksuvis, that the Tam is because of the Garbuye, that the Goyim might, it's a Chash, the Goyim will see an opportunity to make money. Everything is money by the Goyim. So Memele, they'll come and they'll be try to bring in more prisoners. Memele, it's also to be put the Yosef Mikdei Dom. So it comes out Lafi the Ran, that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya held La Locha, that it's because of Garbuye and not because of Duchke. That it's because of, no, so that was the Farimfer. The Pashtus would have been because of Duchke de Tzibura. But La Locha, the Ran says, he held like Garbuye. But then the Ran himself says, the Bayan Meosam Le Mifshet, the Ran says himself that it could be, it's not a Pshitus from that Sugi. Let's say the Tam is because of Duchke de Tzibura. So Memele, what we say before, that by the Baal to be put there, there's no Tam of Duchke de Tzibura because it's on himself. But he says, no, there's a Svara opposite that. If we're Duchke de Tzibura, he says, Kol Shekein, it's for sure that we should be choishesh, that the Baal himself doesn't have to become poor completely. He'll have his own dochke. So memele, he doesn't have to be poor. The yosam mikdei domov. So what we said in the beginning of the shiur, the time of dochke, the tzibur, that a tzibur is more choshev than a yochid, mashma from this part of the Ran, not like that. Because the Ran says that just like there's dochke the tzibura, there's also dochke the Baal. That we don't, that means like this. There's a din of pidyon shvuim, there's a din of tzedakah. But it doesn't say that a person has to be out of all his money and everything he has, kedei to be paid and kedei to make a din, to be mekayim the din of tzedakah. That means he has to leave something for himself. So memele, even the baal le'ishtoi, which is not a duchke de tzibura, the tzibur is not going to become poor. Rashi says the tzibur will become poor. Here we're talking that he himself will become poor. So the Ran says it's also not in the chiyuv of tzedakah that he should lose everything. And he says also, so why doesn't our Gemara here bring the brice of ksuvis kedei to say the tam of legarvuyeh? So he says, Avonir Shadas or Rishonim Oyo, the Kivan Duloy Mifshet, the Das Rishonim, that they were placing up Shimem Begamlio. And the Tam of Garbuye, Vikele Mecha Shlutakola, ain't put in. The Sheval Tas is shiny. That means, since we don't have a clear answer in the Gemara, so we say Sheval Tas. So don't be put in because we have a suffix to be put or not. So here we say Sheval Tas, not to be put in. And then he says that the mice of Levi Bar Darga, that he was paid his daughter, so the Pashtus is Mashma, that it's Mutar and the Tam is Duchke the Tzibur, only Abai was Duchke. But if we go to feed the Pashtus a mice, the Pashtus a mice is because of Duchke the Tzibur. So we have 2 days. If the Gemara held La Locha, that it's because of pulling more prisoners, or maybe it could be that the Tam is still because of Duchke de Tzibur. Tosfos also brings the Gemara in Ksuvis. He asks it as a question. He says, how does the Gemara say that there's a chash to lili galvu v'leisu, that they shouldn't, the goyim wouldn't come and pull in more? But the Tanya, the perek naro, that nishbis mevakshin adasora b'domeo, so pam rishon poide. How could it be paid the Pam Rishon? But we're bringing a Hezek, a Takola, that the Goyim will see that we're paid there with a lot of money, and they'll do it again. So Tosva says, Shiny Ishtoi, his wife is different. It's not the same thing like any prisoner that Klal Yisrael has to be paid. Shiny Ishtoi, Davye Kigufoi, Yoisal Mi Bitoi, the Hoche. Here the mice of Bitoi, the Gemara says, maybe it was Shiloh Biltzon Chachomi. But by Ishtoi, for sure, you have to be paid to be Yoisa Mikdei Domeo, because the wife is Kigufa, it's like he himself. The Alatzmoi Loi Tiknu, Shiloite and Kola Shaloi Bad Nafshe. The Chachomim weren't Goizer on a person himself. The whole Mishnah that says, Ein Poidin Yoisa Mikdei Domeo, is only that Klal Yisrael should be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim, the mitzvah of Tzedakah, to be paid to other people. But a person for himself, the Rabbanim weren't Mesakin and say that he shouldn't be paid himself Yoisal Mikdei Domo. Because Kol HaShalo Ish Yitein Bad Nafshe, the lotion of Tesfus and Ksuvis is Loitakinu Shlo Yuchal Odom Lifdois Esatzmo Yoisal Mikdei Domo. They didn't make a takona that a person shouldn't have the ability or the privilege to be paid himself Yoisal Mikdei Domo. Sharei, it's a posik in Yiv. Oyer bad oyer, skin for skin. That means a person would do anything. B'chol asher lo ish yitein bead nafshe. V'oche ishtoi kigufoi. So I think the pshat in Tosfos is, first I thought the pshat in Tosfos is, because it's like there's a din of ein gozling gzera la tzibo sheno yochol amud bo. We're not gozer gzera that people can't pull with the gzera. They can't be mekayim the gzera, it's too hard. So it could be because a person for himself, the teva is, the nature is that a person is kol asher lo ish yitein bad nafshe, so they weren't mesakin for him. It could be that's a pshat in Tosfos, that since a person kol asher lo ish yitein bad nafshe, it's his teva like that, so it's not right to be gozer gzera that's completely against his teva, he won't be omed in it, he'll still do it. Doime bedoime, there's in Shabbos that I know Adam Bol al Momoinai. A person is Bol al Momoinai will come to the Easter, so the Rabbanan did certain kulis by a kibuy of age. Because of his teva, so he can't be grazer something that he won't be omed in and he won't be able to withstand it. So Memele, since we said that the Rabbanan didn't make this takon on a person on himself, that he's allowed to be poide, and we also say another place, we say Ishtoi Kegufoi, so the Ishtoi remains Kigufoi, like himself. That means once there's a din that he could be paid himself with any money, so she's included in that din also. The Rabbanan didn't be goizer on a person to be paid his wife, because Ishtoi Kigufoi, they left it, Kilo it's kol asher lo ish yitein bead nafshe. And then Tosfos says, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Palki lahu tinek b'momin halbe b'anizokin. Why was he played the b'momin halbe? He was played to someone else. And now we're saying that even a baal, his isha, is only at the time of ishtoi kegufoi. But you can't do it just because you want to do it. Lefisha yamuflik b'chochma, because he was a big chocham, so memela was mutter. Inani b'shas chorban abayis lo yishayach delay ligalvu. Just the kufa of the korban, the goyim were anyway pulling in prisoners the whole time. There's no time to say that the goyim shouldn't pull in prisoners because we'll pay for them. The whole time they were shoylet and they did what they wanted to, and the whole time they were pulling in prisoners. So memela b'shas korban abayis, there wasn't such a gzera. So memela, what could be? It could be maybe duchke de tzibura b'shas korban abayis. But if a person wants to do it on his own, he could do it. And the lashon of the Meiri, legabe the din of being paid at Talmid Chocham b'chol momoin, so the lashon of the Meiri is with the tzurva me'rabonan at Talmid Chocham chayv lifdoise b'chol momoin sheboilom, v'lekel mishum igruye. There's no chash, a gzeira, that maybe it'll make the goyim think to be taken more Talmid Chachomim. Why? Shetoy rosoi misham rosoi. His Torah is Meshamer, and it's Mashma that the Miri means to say that it can't come out of Takola. Since we're doing it for Kovod HaTorah, for Limud HaTorah, so it's not Mistaber that because of that will come out of Takola. That means the Torah himself will watch that it shouldn't happen. Achol Pishagora Machet, that means Lechatchila, he did become a prisoner, even though he was a Talmud Chacham, and should be Torosa Misham Rose. But even so, we say that V'nichshal Achshav V'koshken Talmud Chacham Shein Le'tmur. That means, even though he did be pulled in as a prisoner lechatchila, but since we're doing it because of Kovod HaTorah, so memele, because we want the Torah, so memele, it's Torosa Misham Rosa. It could be, we would say, maybe it's called Rush or Musa or something. So we see from here his own Torah that he was a Talmud Chacham, wasn't Megin and he was they were able to take him prisoner. But when Klal Yisrael is ma'arich his Torah and they're mechadad his Torah, so then it's even a higher darga, and it could be shomer that there shouldn't, not only he won't become prisoner again, even others won't. Tosfos and Daf Nun Ches, where that Maisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Hananya is, Tosfos says another thing. He says, Inami, Tosfos says, Kiike Sakonas Nefoshes Poidin Shvuin Yisrael Kedei Demeim. Where it's a Sakonas Nefoshes, I mean, still now we were only talking that they were pulled in prisoner, but it's not a Sakonas Nefoshes, there's no straight danger to the prisoner. He might be left in custody, but not Sakonas. But if there's a sakonas nefoshes, so Tosfos says there, we don't have this minia, and we're able to be put there in Yosef Mikadei Demeim. The Rashbo says that Oysi Tinek of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, that means Rabbi Elisha, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, maybe he holds that, like the Tanakama, that's Cholik on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That means there's a tzad that the Siba that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya was able to be paid the Yisrael Mekidei Demeim because he's stuck a Cholik on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Cholik on Aram Mishneh, and he also like the Tanakama that Isha is paid the Yisrael Mekidei Domo. So it comes out that the Rashba is saying, like our tzad we said before, that the Takona of Pidyon Isha is not a new Takona Chiyuv Me'abale Isha, only it's the same Takona of, it's the same mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim of always, but it's without the Meniyah of Yosef Mekidei Demeim. That means if he wants to be Poide, he could be Poide Yosef Mekidei Demeim. He holds that you're allowed to be, or maybe the Rashba is saying that he holds that you're allowed to be Poide Yosef Mekidei Domo. That means we have two Tzdodim here. It could be, he could have said, the Rashba could have said that you are Yochid or somebody wants to, he could be Poide Yosef Mekidei Domo. But the Rashba is saying that it's the Tanakama that's Cholik on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So here we have to know if it means that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds you can't do it on your own, and when Tanakama says you can do it on your own, or the Tanakama holds that there isn't such a Takona of Yosef Mekidei Demeim. In the Ran it says such a Losh. And the second Teretz, the Rashba says, why the Talmid Chacham shemes ein loy tumurosoi vilkach poidinoisei ad asora bedomov? He says that why are you allowed to be poid a Talmid Chacham yoisam ikedomov? Because a Talmid Chacham shemes ein loy tumurosoi. So we need his Torah. We need it. It could be that the Rashba means to say that since it's ein loy tumurosoi, so there's never yoisam ikedei domov. We always need him. There isn't a musig of more than Kedei Domo because he's worth as much as it is, like we said, Yokoroi Mifnim. The Amshel Shleime here, he says, Oidne, nowadays, in his days, the Anshe Tugarma, there's probably means the Turkish or whatever, Medina, Basmuchim Lem, their minig was that Poydin Ashvim Yoysam Kedei Demeim. And he says because the Klal Yisrael Gom Lechasodim, and their meaning is that they're Poida Filu Yosef Mekidei Demeim. Then he brings down a Maisa from the Maharam in Rutenberg. The Marshal brings it down, and there's more of a Arichus in the Seder Adoiros and the Shema Gdoilim. When he talks about the Maharam in Rutenberg, he brings both parts. Upon him, the Maharam in Rutenberg, the Maisa is like this. The Maharam in Rutenberg was caught by the Melech. There was a Alila. They were ma'alil on him. It's mashma that the pshat is because they really wanted the ransom. And they pulled him into jail. And they wanted a lot of money for him. And the arvus for the Maharam in Rutenberg, they wanted to catch the Rosh. Was his Talmud and his son-in-law. And the Rosh gave a arvus. And then they made it. They made him a nice place in the Beis HaSoar. At the end, the Rosh ran away. So what happened was the Maharam in Rutenberg was in jail. And they wanted a schum of money, a ransom for him. This was in the beginning of the Elef HaShishi, Berech and Samachei Elef HaShishi, so that goes back around 700 years. 700 years ago. So they wanted a ransom, and the Maharam in Rutenberg was not masking that they should be paid it. And the Marshal says, but he was a Talmud Chochem, Muflug, Betoiro, Bechasidus, and Imach Masanova, So why wasn't he masking that they should be poidim? Even though if he wasn't, even if he was an onov and he helped kilu, he wasn't such a talmid chacham to be poidim, but he himself had bitul toira. She yoshav b'choshech v'talmoves b'li toira v'oira. Ve'ich lo chosh le bitul toira. She rabim tzrichim lo. They needed him. He wrote himself that he was sitting in a b'li oira b'li b'li without sforim, without poiskim, and the rabim tzrichim lo for his psoti. So why didn't he let to be poidim? Derech agav. In the third parak in Olos, it's called Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver. So the Maharam says there that he wrote it when he was Nitfas in the Migdal of, what's it called? Perek Revi, not Perek Shlish, Perek Revi. Here. At the end of the Perek, the Maharami Rutenberg writes, Kol elu advorim sovavti voisavti beperek migdal oimet ba'avir the migdal anzeshaim. He was, some say it's in Switzerland nowadays. Yoisi tofus shomo. He was caught there. Milvad mashikosavti kvar olav biyoisi bebesi. That means he wrote a pirush on this perek when he was in his house. But then when he was in the migdal anzeshaim, so he was moisif on it. Kanira, it's a little bit mashma that the Maharam Rutenberg Bedavka learned the parak of Migdal Oimed, Shoemed Be'avir, because he was tofus in a Migdal and a Beis HaSoyer. And then he says, Shvach v'ale l'liketi losi asher lo'isir tfilosi b'chas do'y me'iti. U'b'machashaki mo'yo li dvoroi ne'o l'ragli v'or l'nesibosi l'azovoni v'ali tsheini koli me'yoisi v'afki achare moisi. Hashem won't leave him. Afki acharei moisi. What's manyan? It's interesting that he was moisi these words of afki acharei moisi. So what happened was that they weren't poidim because he didn't allow it, and he died in the Beis HaSoyer in Eir, and he was stayed in the. They didn't let him be koiver him. He stayed where he was until Adar. That means most of a year, about 10 months. Until then, came a rich person, a Oshir. And he did a lot of ishtadlius, he was Moisar Nefesh, and he was poide the Maharam Rutenberg as a for a mitzvah's kibura. And he was koiver him. And it says that night the Maharam Rutenberg came to him in a dream. And he asked him, do you want because of that, because of the tzchus that you were poide me and you brought me the kibura, do you want that you and your children, ad soif kol adoros, you'll be rich and you have covered? Or you should sit with me in Gan Eden. So it says that he chose the second choice, that he would sit with the Maharam Rutenberg in Gan Eden. And it says that he got sick that day, and he was mitzavet his house, he gave a will, and then he died. And then he came in a dream to the Rav of the city, and he told him the whole mice, and he told him that he's sitting next to the Maharam Rutenberg in Gan Eden. So the Shaila is, the Marshal says, how did the Maharam Rutenberg allow it that they shouldn't be poidim? So he says, Bevadai daito yoyo sheim yifdu oy, so if they will be poidim, the Maharam Rutenberg, im kein yesh lemecha shloyasu kena talmidei chachomim amuflogim, he was choishesh. In this case, that means there is a heter to be poidim talmidei chachomim, because the Torah is choshev. But the Maharam Rutenberg was choishesh in his case, and he said that they shouldn't be poide because he was choishes, they'll be toifes all the other Talmidei Chachomim that they should be poide in a lot of money. V'tishtakach toiro miYisroel. U'mishumochi omar echosi, the Maharam Rutenberg, mutav shetoivad me'at chochma miYisroel, that means any chochma that he had, he said, will be nevad. Mima shetoivad chochma sa toiro, that means he was choishes. For the Torah it was choshes, that there will be toifes all the Rabbonim, all the Talmidei Chachamim. So it's mutav that his Torah won't be, and all the other Torah won't be. So the Maharshal says there's a siman that he was right, that from when the Marami Rutenberg died and they weren't poedim, because they saw they weren't poedim, so they stopped the Gzera and they stopped catching Talmidei Chacham, they stopped catching the Rabboni. That means his Pe'ula that he was Choshesh for, he was Mesaken, that because of him it came out that they stopped with the Sinai. Then the Amshal Shlomo says the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the rehold like Halachik Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that ain't poedim as Abidin Yosomikdei, ain't Peshubuin Yosomikdei Dmeir. And the Rif and the Rambam, the Rambam hold Halachik Tanakama that you can be poedim Yosomikdei Domov, but what was this? But the Rambam Lamaisi Paskin that you can't be poedim only Kedei Lelagabuye. Yeah. Now, the Radvaz talks about why the minig was to be put the Yosef Mekdei Dmeir. So, one time he says is because the Goyim are not Dafka looking for Yidden, they're looking for anybody to ransom. So, Mamela, there's no chash that Dafka they'll pull in Yidden, they keep pulling in prisoners anyway. So, Mamela, you can be put in. And another time he says the minig, he's talking about the minig. Minig is always on something that's shchiach to happen, something that's not shchiach, you don't call it a minig. So maybe it'll be a Talmud Chocham, or maybe it's Ketanim, that your Mavir Aldas, that the Rosh Chodesh, that the Goyim will make them be over on Averis. So Memele, Nimtso is the Loshen of the Radvaz, is that your Poydek, your Chodesh, that the Ketanim will be over Aldas. Nimtso She'ein Onu poedinoisoi Elohadas. That means not we that were poedim, only the das, the Torah is poedim. So interesting lesson what he means. He means kilu, it's not that we're poedim tzedakah to the person, only it's kilu, the Torah is poedim itself. Mashuk says it. Another thing he says, that if they were toifus a Talmid Chacham and they want a ransom, so he says the Goyim don't really know who's a Talmid Chacham and who's not. They just happen to say that they want Yoytzar Mekidei Domo. So when you're poidim, you say, really, we wouldn't be poidim. You tell the Goy that you're poidim, Yoytzar Mekidei, we're paying more because he's a Talmid Chacham, not because we're going to pay. That means we tell the Goy, don't think you'll catch other Yidden, we're going to pay so much. Just this person, we want him, so we're poised. That's what the Radvaz says. Then the next din in the Mishnah. The next din is, Ein mavrichin es ha-shvuyim mipnei tikkun oilam. You don't help him escape because we're choshesh that if you help him escape, so then the goyim will come to the next prisoners. So the shailas, the Gemara says, it's mipnei tikkun oilam, mipnei tikkun shvuyim. So the Gemara says the nafkamina is there other prisoners around now? If it's mipnei tikkun olam, that means we're choshesh that the prisoners that will come cholila in the future, they'll make them much more shmira and they'll put them in chains and it'll be harder for them. So because of that tikkun olam, we don't help them escape. So we leave this prisoner should be as comfortable as could be. And the Mipnei Takana Shvuin means that there are other prisoners now. If there aren't other prisoners, he's the only one we could help him escape. We don't think about what will be in the future if there will be prisoners. But if there's other Shvuin next to him, so we're choshesh that they'll be machbi, they're old, they'll make it harder for them, so then it's also. So it says in the Poskim that the Shavu himself could run away. It's just that we're not mavriachin, we don't help him to escape and bring him tricks. But he himself is allowed to run away. It's says, he himself could run away. There's no Iser on it. Another din is interesting. In this inyan, there's a Tosefta. At the end of in Perek Gimel of Gittin, the Tosefta says that it's also Dome to this Takona. Ein mavlin din rezov ba milchoma mipnei sakonas nefoshes. that when the Mohammed says man of Sakona, so people would, or some learn it's from the Sholoh, some learn it's just Tam, that people shouldn't, Yidden shouldn't swallow money or whatever valuables, because if the going find out that inside the person's body there's valuables, so they'll start cutting open people and they'll do it to everybody. So Memele, it's a takonas oilam, it's a sakonas nefoshes and takonas oilam, that you shouldn't swallow your valuables because it might hurt for other people. Then there's another din here in Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Hei says, "Ein loikin tzvorim tefillin mezuzos min hagoyim yosal kedei demein." It's also a din of ransom, that if we will pay a lot for tzvorim tefillin or mezuzos from the goyim, so they'll go and catch more tzvorim tefillin or mezuzos. So Memela, we don't pay more than what they're worth. The Gemara says an interesting story that there was a lady, an Arab lady, came with a package full of tefillin, and she wanted to sell it to Abayim because it was for ransom. Also, the Kameda Abayim. So he said, "So give me each one for each tefillin, each box of tefillin, you should give me for a date." That means one date. So he made it a very cheap price. So she came very angry, like poisonous. You saw the poison in her eyes. And she took the whole package and she threw it into the river. So Abaye said, "I shouldn't have made it that cheap." So it's mashma that Abaye didn't say that it was wrong what he did. It was right what he did, that she shouldn't come and have an appetite for more money and take more tefillin. But he shouldn't have been mezalzel that much. He could have been a little bit less. Another maisa is here in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Rav Elish was in jail, he was caught in jail, and there was another person by him, well, that was another goy. One day he sat, and there was a person that was with him that knew the language of birds. He knew what the call of birds they were talking about. So it came a crow, Orev, the Kokorile, and he was saying something. So Omar Le, so Rav Elish said to this person who knew what the birds are talking about, he said, "Mike Omar, what's this person saying?" Omale Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. He's saying, "Ilish, run away." So he didn't want to listen. He said, "Orv is Shikru, Orev is a Shakran. So we can't rely on him." Below Samichna Alet. Adohi also Yoyna Vikokori. A dove came, a pigeon, and it was also calling. So he said to this person, "Mike Armor." So he said, "Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach." So he said, "Knesset Israel's Domita Yonah." So Memele, the Yonah says, "Emes." And he ran away and he was saved. So here on the side, the Rabbi Kivega brings from the Oruch that we see from this sugya that Rav Elish knew the call of birds. He knew the Sichas Oifus. So he says, we say the Adoros, they already asked. Well, you see that not. That's the opposite. We see that he asked the person, the other is Fasti Purim. So it's famous, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz said in this sugya that a person sometimes could hear with Negias. That means he has he's party to it. That means he hears what he wants to hear. So Be'emes Rav Elish, he knew this fast Tzipporim, but because he thought that maybe he's interpreting what the bird is saying in his own way, and he thinks he's saying Ilish Brach, so that's why he asked the person next to him to say what he's saying. So Be'emes, so Mecha Tesi, why should we say such a thing? Pashtas, it's not like that. Well, it could be he's saying like this. So the Marsha says, "Omar Shema Hu Gavra Meshaker." Maybe that person is Meshaker. So Ben says it could be like this. It's a right that he knew Sichas Oifos, because a stama bird when he calls, it's no reason that I should know what he's saying. If he didn't know the Sichas Oifos, so he wouldn't even ask what's the Orif saying. A bird comes and he calls, a Mechetesi. But because he did know Sichas Oifos, that's why he asked the person next to him. And with the Marsha that he says that the Shema Hu Gavra Meshaker, the Shomer Shemin Badover, that means it could be that it's Negias like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says. that there was that he was choshish, that he's hearing it with his own interpretation because that's what he wants to hear. But the fact that he woke up, he wanted to hear what is the bird saying. He knew the bird is saying something. We see that he knew b'sfas oifus, only he had to clarify what he's saying. So perhaps we should really ask, if he's anyway not going to listen to the orev, so why did he have to know what the orev is saying? So it could be, because that there might have been some message in what the orev is saying. Marsha says that he didn't believe the orev. The orev is a chakran, just like we see by Noach, that he sent him a shlichus chazok, a shlichus, a shlichus, and the orev never came back. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the orev was choshesh bal ben zugo, was choshesh that Noach wanted his zug. So Memela, he flew around to see if Noach is beseder or not, if his ben zug is beseder. So perhaps there's another place by Leo. In Leo it says that the orev was muchan ad yevoshes amayim me'al ha'aretz. So Rashi brings muchan oyel l'shlichus acheres. It says in the Baal HaTurim yevoshes yud beis shin tov is oisis tishbi, because he was muchan for the shlichus by Leo Anovi. So you see that he was neman ad kedei kach that he took from the shulchan of Achav or Yoshav or Yoram ben Achav, and Elio ate it. And the Gemara brings there for Boso Hashem Yisalem and Ayin is Mutar Nas. So where's why does he take the Urva Shakra by where it was by Noach or by Elio? So it could be that it started. It's a Sofek Taki. No, no, he doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus the Urev. It's just Elio knew that the Urev is beseder, that it was Muchan Leshlichusa. Even though the Gemara is not Mashma that way. Akoponim, this is the Gemara that it says that Rav Elish was sonach on the Yoina that it's a good time to run away and to save himself from the Shevi. Maybe there's one more thing to say. There's a shavui and there's a asir. It's mashman the psukim that a shavui is miloshin shev, that is b'chara shviya shar beveis habor. A shevi is that he sits. It's lav davke that he has hard labor or work. Is yoshvei choshech v'tzalmoves asirei oniu barzel. The pasuk says in Kuf Zayin in Tehillim where the arbot zrichim lohodes a yoytze mibeso asurin. So it says, the pasuk starts off with the part of the Yotzim Mesasurim. It says, Yoshvei Choshech B'Tzalmoves Asirei Onyu Barzal. That means there's a Shavui that is places, he can't go out, he's in jail, he's B'Choshech B'Tzalmoves. In darkness and Sakonas Nefoshes, Tzalmoves, the tail of Moves. And then there's Asirei Onyu Barzal. Those are the ones that the labor is hard on them. Oni is Loshen Inuim, pain. Forced labor, that's asirei onu barzel. So there's two halakim, there's a shavui and there's a osir. It says when they went out of Mitzrayim, it says moitzi asirim bekoshovis, because they were in Mitzrayim, they were with hard labor, they were called asirim. And the ones that were bevesa bor, it says they were laughing, that yirosom tova al barim. Over there it says ad b'chora shvi asher bevesa bor. So it's mashma. They were able to live at Klal Yisroel. They were in the Oynash of Makas Bechoros because they had it pretty comfortable there. Even they were there Achar Rechaim Shifchas Achar Rechaim Shviya Shar Beveis Abor, but they weren't Asirim. But Klal Yisroel were Asirim. So always I had never understood. They're in the Beis Abor, they're Asirim, and Klal Yisroel is Asirim. So what are you laughing at them? Why do you say you're awesome Tova Al Bona? But if we say there's a difference, that means the ones that were Beveis Abor, the Goyim that were in prisoners by the Goyim, by Mitzrayim, they were called Shvi. They were just sitting there, but they had it pretty comfortable enough to be able to laugh at the Eden. But the Eden were called Asirim, even though they weren't Beveis Abor, but they were called Asirim because they were Asirs, like tied up. They were forced labor and they were in the... So that's why it says, Amoitzi Asirim B'Peshovis.